The gates to the Rose Garden are now open. Welcome to my world. You are listening to Talk That Talk with Danielle Moneyham, a reflective conversation where I share the lessons I've learned on this journey called life. I don't have all the answers, but I do have plenty of questions. My name is Danielle Moneyham, and this is my love letter to the world, where I let my soul speak. Let's talk. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the show. I'm in the Rose Garden today, and I want to talk about something that we all have, whether we know it or not. They are there every day and every night. And if you listen to them, you actually might be able to do something that you had never even imagined, even though you have imagined it. What am I talking about? Dreams. I want to talk about dreams. I want to really talk about dreams and not just the brainwaves that happen during our resting periods. I want to talk about the idea. I want to ask you a question. We know that we all have dreams every night, whether we remember them or not. In high school, I did a science experiment on dreams, and I had two groups. I had a group of men and I had a group of women, and I asked them every day, did you remember your dreams? And what I found, I even had teachers involved, like every day I asked these people, and what I found was that the women tended to remember their dreams over the men. And what I was able to conclude from that is that it seemed like people who were more in touch with their emotions were more likely to remember their dreams. All of the women and the girls that I had been interviewing, they would remember their dreams. We would have conversations about them. They were able to explain them, process, and break it down. With the men and the guys and the boys, a lot of times they would not remember their dreams. And when they did remember, it was like an emotion attached to it. So I don't remember all of my research, but what I found in my high school age was that people who are in touch with their emotions tend to remember their dreams more. We know that we have dreams every single day. But do we ever take the time to try to process our dreams if we remember them? I want to pivot for a moment and now talk about crazy ideas. So we know we have these dreams. Sometimes you remember your dreams, sometimes you don't. But what happens when you have an idea in waking time, when you are woke and you have this idea that just comes out of nowhere and it seems like it's crazy? But once you start to dig a little bit deeper, you might see that there is a jewel hidden within that crazy idea. This podcast started as a crazy idea. My coworker, who I call my Disney princess, she asked me, like, Danielle, if you could do anything, what is it that you would do? And I said, I would be a podcast hostess. I would be a talk show hostess. I would for sure do talk sex with Danielle. I would probably do some career coaching and communication coaching. But I would be a talk show host. I didn't think anything else about it. That was not my job. I was the director of employee engagement. I was able to pull some of my passions into my work. I was able to launch a podcast through that position, but I never thought that it could be something that would exist outside of work until I received an email. Actually, it was a DM slide in them DMs from one of my Facebook friends, Crystal Iris, and she was inviting me to come on to her talk show with her now fiance, Jay Davis. Shout out to the Davis team, soon to be married. And they invited me to come on and be their sexpert. I was terrified. I talk about my cousins a lot. I love my cousins. I told them I was going to do it. The radio show was going to be on Facebook Live. I told my cousins. I told some of my friends, the Shamtastic Four. They had the comments on that Facebook Live popping. My cousins and the homies, like, they had me cracking up. And the reason that I was able to move through that fear was because I was laughing and I was so distracted by them. Because if it was not for them, I'm concerned that I would have let my fear take over. So here I am having the opportunity of a lifetime. The first time that someone has actually asked me to come on to their radio show to be a sex expert. And I'm here in this seat, something that I've wanted to do since I was a child. Anyone who knows me knows that I've wanted to be a sex therapist since I was in high school. I'm here having this moment and I'm afraid. And it doesn't make sense for me to be afraid. We can run down the background. I have been an HIV counselor. I've been a teen pregnancy prevention facilitator. I've been a facilitator for people who were already positive and doing risk reduction. I have done harm reduction. I've had all of these conversations. I have tested people for HIV when I was an undergrad, as well as after I graduated. So there was no reason in the world that I should have been afraid to do what I've always said that I wanted to do, but I was scared, terrified. I was able to overcome my fear. Shout out to the crew keeping me laughing. And then just another dream come true. They invited me back the next week. I went back the next week. I did really well. And that is what gave me the confidence to say, like, I can do this. I know that I can launch my own podcast. And from that, from me actually saying I want to be a host, I let the world know that I was ready to be a sex therapist. And when the opportunity came, I accepted. I was terrified, but I did it afraid. My question to you, what are you afraid of? If you could do anything in the world, if you could be anything in the world, if you could be your best self, if your gifts and your talents align themselves in a way where you could operate in the world doing whatever it is that you feel that you were called to do, what is it? Why are you not doing that now? Do you believe that you can do it? Do you think that it's impossible? Do you even know what your gifts are? Do you have any dreams for yourself? I'm willing to bet that you do have dreams for yourself, even if you don't recognize them, because that's the beauty of dreams. They happen whether we are aware of them or not. There is something that you want to do. There's some calling that you have, or some gift that you have, or a light that you have that you want to let shine. My challenge for you is to start to open yourself up and share that light with other people. Be open to opportunities, even if you are afraid of them. Again, as long as you are relying on your gifts and your light and you are following the path that you were created to follow, you will have everything that you need. You did not get here at this moment on accident. All of the skills and the tools that you've gathered on your journey have prepared you for this moment. So be open to it. Be receptive. If someone presents you with an opportunity, something that you could not have imagined that this opportunity would be here, it's here. The opportunity is here. Chance favors the prepared mind. If you stay ready, you won't have to get ready. So always be receptive and say yes. There was a really popular book by Shonda Rhimes, the creator of Shondaland on ABC, where she talks about the year of yes. Her book was hilarious. I was cracking up. But just this saying yes, a lot of times we are so conditioned to say no or to operate in fear. What happens if you start saying yes and operating in power? And do it afraid. Just do it afraid. Again, not saying to go do something that you are not supposed to be doing, but if it is a task or if it's something that's aligned with your gift, if it's aligned with your light, if it's something that you maybe wanted to do, didn't know that you could do, but you know that you can do, Do it. And you can be afraid and you can still do it. And you can make mistakes and you can still do it because you become better through your mistakes. You shouldn't make the same mistake twice. You should learn. And not to say like you can't mess up more than once, but when you make those mistakes, when you're reflective, you get that feedback, you give that feedback to yourself. If no one is around to give you that feedback, you get better, you get stronger. It's just like if you were going to the gym and you were lifting weights. On day one, you may not be able to squat anything more than the bar. And that's okay. You're going to squat that bar. You're going to work on your form. You can do things afraid. As long as you keep moving forward and keep moving towards your goal, the more you go into the darkness and the unknown, the more comfortable you will become. The darkness is only scary because we don't know what's going to happen there. But once you get in there and you are confident in your ability to navigate that space, you will be fine and your light will start to radiate. When the podcast first started, I had no idea that it would grow the way that it has. I had no idea that from my visit to the radio station as a sexpert, that less than 1 year later, I would launch the Moneyham model, which is my business for career coaching. I had no idea that less than 1 year later, from me sitting in that seat afraid, living my dream, that I would go on to create my own business as a career and communication and change management coach as the Moneyham model. I had no clue that this dream I had to be a talk show host and a sexpert would translate into this entrepreneurial venture. And I still have no clue where it will go, but I'm going to be open to it and step into my light. And I'm encouraging you to do that same thing. If you have a crazy idea, if you have dreams that you want to pursue, you have everything that you need for this moment. And whatever you don't have yet, you will get. But do it afraid. Don't let fear stop you from moving forward and moving forward in your power. Because other people see your power. Other people see your light, which is why they are drawn to you in the first place. If you find yourself always being a resource, if people always come to you for X, perhaps you are really good at X. So what does it look like for you to explore that? What does a career or a life or a purpose in X look like for you? Follow your dreams. Listen to your crazy ideas. They just might be your gifts in disguise. Keep dreaming, y'all. All right, superstars, we are all out of time. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you love the show, make sure to subscribe, share, review the episodes, tag a friend, talk to me. Visit DanielleMoneyham.com and follow me on social media to stay connected. Your support means the world to me. So thank you for helping my dreams come true. A major lesson that I learned, that I continue to learn, is that although you will experience dark moments in your journey, you can be the light. You have more power than you know. Until we meet again, shine bright.